Hey,
good
morning,
Scotty.
Hey, this is Dan Nelson with Locust Flash. How you doing this Tuesday?
Let me just log in my computer and then we'll be able to go.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
I guess the only main question, so you guarantee me the first three spots, one of the first three spots on Google, correct?
Yeah, so if you're doing Google Guaranteed and the base program too, so you'll be showing up in the map section on the first page within those first three. And then Google Guaranteed too, that's at the very top. That's only going to show when your leads are on though, and when you still have a lead budget for the Google Guaranteed side of things.
And I guess my question with that would be, are Google Guaranteed, are these, do I pay if I can't reach them?
No. So what happens with Google Guaranteed, it's a pay-per-qualified lead program. So what would happen is the lead is only sent to you. You don't share the lead with other companies. And they're actually picking you and calling you directly from that Google Guaranteed section. So it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead. You only pay for the lead in two situations, okay? For it to be considered a qualified lead, you have to either schedule an estimate, like schedule an appointment with the lead, or if you quote them over the phone, if you give them pricing per Google, that's still considered a qualified lead.
To quote HVAC, you can't really do that over the phone.
I know.
You have to see it.
I know. So, but I have to let you know, like if you did happen to say, hey, a new unit will cost X or A or whatever, right? Google is going to consider that a qualified lead they'll charge you for. But in your industry, usually it's just booked appointments because you guys don't price over the phone, you know?
Well, I'm very interested. I think we're going to do this.
Perfect.
I guess my question, I do have a question, and I'm sure you have a good answer, but we're called Local Splash, right?
Yeah, we're called Local Splash. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, when I look at your email that you sent me, it comes from a different email.
Huh. It should be coming from my localsplash.com email, but it may be my relevant. Give me 1 second. No, it should be dnelson@localsplash.com. That's what it came from.
Let's see what we got.
Yeah. It'll say the ideal package.
Okay, localsplash.com. I got you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. We used to, so our DBA is localsplash.com. So our company's relevant ads, but we've been going by Local Splash for like 18, going on 19 years. So we switched all our Google workspaces over to localsplash.com, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But our emails used to come through as relevant. Yeah.
So how do we set this up?
So first thing I need to do is verify business information. And also regarding the Google Guaranteed platform, I got to make sure you have the requirements. Give me one quick second here. So just so you know, with Google Guaranteed, okay, the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Like Google's putting a guaranteed stamp on your company name. So there are a couple requirements to qualify. Let me ask, is the business currently licensed and insured?
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. Also, any face-to-face employees, okay, in other words, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you. But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check for the Google Guaranteed platform.
It's me.
Just you. Okay, background's good, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to. Okay, so you're licensed, you're insured, background check will be good, so you will be approved for the Google Guaranteed program. So the first step for Google Guaranteed is the application process, which after I finish setting up your account, you're going to get a text and an email with that application. Now, what we send in writing is that application process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets up these Google Guaranteed accounts here, though. When you get everything to us ASAP, like day one, usually it's approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, regarding Google Guaranteed and your base program, right, I see in the notes here you want to target a 50-mile radius. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. All right. And let me see. Company name, so we're using your DBA, right? The TRG Heating and Cooling. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And let me, give me 1 second. Let me pull up your Google listing. Yeah, that's super weird. It doesn't even show up when you do a by name search. But when I search the old name, it comes up, you know, so we'll fix that too. But I have an address.
I gotta change it. We just changed it on Facebook. Only because I kept getting calls and I got aggravated. People calling asking to fix a lawnmower. Because it's kind of a repair group. So that's why we went a little more specific.
They're like, hey, lawn service sounds like it's in the triangle.
So
what we do too is we target you for specific keywords, right? So you shouldn't get lawn mowing jobs from this. Like, they would literally have to type in like HVAC contractor or AC repair, any of the keywords you're being optimized for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So I have an address here for you. That's 1027 Highway 70 West. And then it's suite 105, right? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect.
Which, I mean, we're building a new warehouse or a new shop.
Okay.
So that will be changing in the next couple months, but that's our physical address.
Okay, give us, so we have somebody here. Sometimes when you change the address, Google will, like, kind of flag it. So call us, right, before you change it. That way we can get it to our Google rep, so it just changes this flawlessly over, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so just a heads up on that. And that's in Garner, too, right? 27529 currently?
Currently, yes. We're going to be in Knightdale, but it's within that 50-mile radius.
Okay, perfect. And again, once you make the change, just let us know. That way we can do it for you and make it easy breezy. Okay?
Well, we're going from 500 square feet to 6,500. So
good stuff. Growing, man. That's awesome.
We're expecting to grow leaps and bounds the rest of this year and coming up next.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I have your Facebook page pulled up here too, so I'm going to attach this for our tech team. Just so you know, anything you currently do on Facebook, continue, because it's just added content, right? But they're going to be doing their own posts on there, which they'll get approved from you, and they'll be doing those retargeted ads for you as well. Okay?
Right.
Your website currently, it's the TriangleRepairGroupNC.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. You change that domain too, just let us know, okay?
Probably not, because, you know, we've had it for 7 years.
Right, it's on the van, on the car.
We can put a button to click it to there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like a landing page, right? I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see, so the phone number you want branded online, let me make sure, it's the 919-703-9393 number. Is that correct?
That's the main office number.
Okay. So let me, hold on, update this.
I would actually, because we're going to do service as well as, I can set this up just for repair for now, replacement for now, can't I?
You can, yes, sir. You can. Even on Google Guaranteed, you could use just the replacement a subcategory. That way you're not getting any repair jobs. It's just all replacements.
Well, then if that's the case, we're going to send it to me directly.
Okay. So
the Scotty, Scottie.
Uh-huh.
Last name Morris, Morris.
Okay.
Phone number would be 919-344-5130. I mean, that's just my direct line.
Okay. So question, do you want to, on Google Guaranteed, do you want to target it to your cell phone? But on the regular, okay, so that's what I was going to recommend. On the base program, like the map listing and the Facebook ads, right? Do you want to keep that as the regular business line?
Right.
Okay, awesome. Good. All right, so GGV.
But the direct leads, if I'm out in the field, I need them to come directly to me.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to put that. And again, I'm not sure if you saw those subcategories, but all you do with Google Guaranteed is you just turn on the replacement leads. And if you get a call for like repair or something, that's an unqualified lead you'd automatically not be charged for because it's not on your subcategory list. Okay.
Right.
And you'll know like if it's a Google Guaranteed lead because it'll come through as LSA lead. So expect those to be the replacements. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let me put base program. Okay. Okay, awesome. So the next step to this, I'm going to assign a technician to your company. This is where you guys do the fun stuff. Keyword phrases on the base program, the Facebook ads, and very, very important, they're going to be able to check your application to make sure it's submitted properly for the Google Guaranteed program. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I schedule that and get that application sent to you via text message and via email, I do need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you outlining our service agreement that everything is month-to-month here, no contracts. Okay. Now, as far as the billing information goes, is it the same billing address, the 1027? Yep. Okay. And let me see. The name on the card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's both. Scotty Morris, okay. And then Triangle Repair Group.
Perfect. And Scotty's IE, right? S-C-O-T-T-I-E. Perfect. And let's see. The card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Mm-hmm.
7336.
Okay.
7596.
All right. Expiration?
Fucking blind this morning. Pardon my language.
No worries.
0728.
All right. And the CVC code?
300.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Okay? So it reads like this, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Triangle Repair Group. Or
perfect.
TRG Heating and Cooling.
That's what I was going to verify. So we're listing as TRG Heating and Cooling. Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Scotty Morris, Project Manager / Marketing.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Absolutely.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Absolutely.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is August 1st, 2023. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $549.
That's fine.
When the agreement ends, it will automatically renew each month on the first day in the amount of $299 for the base program. Okay. Mm-hmm. You may discontinue your program at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. We ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Okay. So now I can stop sounding like a robot. So I'm going to explain a few of these emails coming through to you, okay? You're going to see one that says Google Guaranteed campaign has begun, okay? It's going to have all kinds of stuff on it. The important thing is the application is going to be in that email, okay? I'm going to also send that application to you via text message right now. And our current...
I think it's already came through.
Yeah, yeah. Usually it automatically triggers once the account's live, you know. So you're going to get it via text too. And I'm going to reply to our current email thread with the application. That way you can't miss it. It's going to be all over the place for you. Okay. So regarding Google Guaranteed, that's the first step, though. You want to get that application done as soon as possible. Okay. A couple more things I need to tell you about. So regarding the background check, okay, Google has two different entities that does it, both of them very trusted. One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. Okay. If Evident is doing your background check, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So just have that with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the other emails, give me a second. You're going to also get one that's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. That's just in case we need to do an advanced verification for you, and it gets you higher placement. So any photos that you have, and I know it seems kind of like, you know, you're putting them in the Google Guaranteed thing. Just understand they're for two separate things. One's for Google Guaranteed. One is for your actual advanced verification on Google. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let me, hold on, let me trigger that one to you too.
And again, it'll be later today because I'm already out in the field.
Yeah, no worries. You're going to see a bunch of emails. So the two main ones that you want to do later today is one, the Google Guaranteed application, and two, the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Okay?
Right.
All right. Now, let me get your client interview scheduled. All right. So I'm assuming you need later today, right?
Later today or first thing in the morning again.
Okay. So they have 4 p.m. is the latest today, so probably 10 a.m. tomorrow, right, would work better?
Yeah, 10 a.m. work better for me.
And that gives you time to fill out the applications, too, so that works perfect.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'll have that done today. It's just a matter of me getting freed up to do so.
Perfect, perfect. All right, so here we go. Okay, so you're going to get an email. We used to do two separate client interviews for the two programs, but we bundled them together. So you're going to get an email that says local / client interview and LSA onboarding, okay? So it'll be a calendar invite. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's happening. And they're going to call you from our 877 number. Now, the way this works is I'm going to call and introduce you to the technician first, and I'll make sure I'm available for this one, okay? So let me get this off. Boom, boom, boom. There we go. So that's coming now, and you'll get the email reminders 1 hour before. Okay, so again, I know when you sign up with us, you get, like, flooded with all these – you get, like, 10 different emails. The main one you're going to want to look at is the Google Guaranteed application and the pictures needed for Google verification. Just try to get those done later tonight. Okay?
I'm looking at them now, so, yeah.
Awesome.
We'll figure it out.
on the pictures needed one for the Google verification, if you don't have anything on there, like, for example, it'll say, like, workplace, right? If you don't have, like, and I know you do, but I'm just using it as an example, but if you don't have anything on those documents, just leave it blank and move on to the next one, okay? On the Google Guaranteed application, though, you want to fill that out thoroughly. That way they can get that thing submitted and we get you approved as soon as possible. Okay?
Right.
All right. And after tomorrow's client interview, you're going to get like some personalization emails for Google Guaranteed. They'll send you some emails to add them as manager to the Google page, Facebook, et cetera. Just so you know, you're owner on everything. We're just added on as a manager so we can optimize it for you. Okay?
Right.
All right. Now, a couple more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Probably text or email.
All right, text or email. And I'm going to put a side note, too. Usually, like, 10 a.m. is the best time for you, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. I mean, that's y'all's first area.
Okay. So first phone call.
I mean,
call.
Honestly, 7 a.m. my time's the best, if you guys aren't in that.
Okay, here, let me put phone call morning. I'm just going to put morning is the best. So we get in at 7, but I know some of our techs get in a little earlier, so I just want them to know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and let's see. Okay, you're licensed, you're insured, that's perfect. Already have the services. Okay, awesome. So do you have any questions for me so far?
Not at all at the moment.
All right, awesome. So I'm going to get everything sent over for the tech team. That way they can prep for the call tomorrow. And then I'll call and introduce you to the technician as well. Just try to fill out the application by today. Okay?
Will do, sir.
If you have any questions, too, while filling it out, we're here till 7 p.m., so feel free to call me, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. Congratulations, Scotty. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I appreciate you, sir.
Likewise. All right, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye.